Angus's boat was built for the sea, to glide through the waves far from land, to be free, to carry a man and a line and a song boat, a wood and of arms rota where you belong. Once there were place too big for the pan, and herrings by cran, and salmon that leap as they enter the net. We're singing this song so we cannot forget that once there were shoals enough to provide a fish for your tea at the top of the tide. Now Angus's boat sits high on the shore, bow facing the waves, but to sea goes no more. Angus's boat was built strong and light, for cod and for herring, by day and by night, to ride on the swell in calmness and storm, and harvest the fish, then come safely back home. Tide after tide, and year after year, the boat went to sea with the simplest of gear, for finding the fish and setting the bait. When you lowered the line, there was not long to wait, 'cause once there were shoals enough to provide a fish for your tea at the top of the tide. Now Angus's boat sits high on the shore, bow facing the waves, but to sea goes no more. The decision was made by political sway to remove the protection and open the way to big diesel boats from the faraway docks, with their heavy mesh trawl, no regard for the stocks, into the shore and right up to the edge. The seabed was torn by the teeth of the dredge. The whiting and cod had nowhere to hide, relentless pursuit as the fishery died. The boats returned empty, the fisherman cried. Some shook their heads, the big fish were gone. Instead of the haddock, they fished for the prawn. And some turned to creels for lobster and crab. No chance of a turbot, no chance of a dab. The government's eyes turned away from the wild. The seabed was damaged, the water defiled by waste from the farms where salmon are caged. Precaution abandoned, good sense disengaged. But once there were shoals enough to provide a fish for your tea at the top of the tide. Now Angus's boat sits high on the shore, bow facing the waves, but to sea goes no more. Year after year, the boat sat by the burn, awaiting the day when the cod would return. The boat could be launched, rowed out through the sound, to glide through the waves where the fishes are found. But age, how it creeps, you hardly would tell. Maybe you flinch at the thought of a swell, and pulling the oars is harder, you tire. Sometimes you'd rather just sit by the fire. To the child by the shore on a warm summer day, exploring the rock pools with something to say, learn about sea life, the wild and the free, and help to look after our wonderful sea. Where once there were shoals enough to provide a fish for your tea at the top of the tide. Now Angus's boat sits high on the shore, bow facing the waves, but to sea goes no more. Yes, once there were shoals as big as the sky, fishman and boat far from land, tell me why. Does Angus's boat sit high on the shore, bow facing the waves, but to sea goes no more? bow facing the waves, but to seagulls no more.